Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from CanStar Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ROX, and on the OTC markets under the symbol CSRNF. Shad and I are chatting with Rob Brugman, the president and CEO of CanStar. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, CanStar does hold the Golden Bay property in Newfoundland. The last time I had you on, Rob, was more at the tail end of March as we introduced the project and the company's strategy to explore at this Golden Bay property. Now, what we've seen over the last couple months is an advancement in the drill program. May 25th, the company announced the exploration plans, and then July 6th, we have some visible gold hit in multiple holes, multiple of these initial drill holes. Now, we don't have the assay results back, but on the back of this VG, the company did increase the drill program, now up to 5,000 meters. That's double from the 2,500 meters that was planned. Rob, take us through this increased drill program and the initial, again, not assay results, but the visible gold hitting these multiple holes. What's this all telling you about the project potential?
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me on again. We're very excited about the way this program has commenced. We started drilling at the beginning of June. The initial holes, which are on a target we call Kendall, where we had some good trench results last year, and some more outcrop that was exposed there this year. But the initial holes, we drilled 22 relatively short holes at Kendall. When we put out a release recently, we mentioned that of the first 12 holes logged, 8 of them contained visible gold in the core. So as you mentioned, assays are still pending, but that's obviously a very good sign that there is indeed gold mineralization there, and hopefully in good quantities. And then also what it gave us the confidence to do is to say, yeah, we're going to try to follow this mineralization, which basically starts right at surface and then dips at, we estimate, maybe around 30 degrees. So we drilled 22 holes there. It was about 1,200 meters in total. We should start getting assays back at the end of this month, I hope. And in the meantime, we've moved on to some other targets up to the northeast along trend. Even there, the season started well. Before we started drilling, we had some new visible gold in float samples that were identified there. So you're going to see, I guess, continuation of drilling. Originally, we planned for only 2,500 meters because we wanted to see what we got. Based on the initial results from Kendall with that visible gold, we've said, yeah, we'll keep the drill as long as we can, which will be till early September. We're getting good productivity out of the drill, so I expect we're going to get at least 5,000 meters drilled on these multiple targets. These are short holes because mineralization starts right at surface. I expect 5,000 plus meters will end up being, call it 80 to 100 drill holes. And it's going to give us a very good understanding of the mineralization, the continuity, the dip. And because this is an orogenic gold system, I mean, this is very deep rooted and these systems can go on for at least hundreds of meters. So hopefully we'll be able to continue to step out and deliver some really good results to the market.
Well, Rob, it's an exciting time for the company, and it's always nice to see visible gold. Of course, we'll have to wait and see what the assays come back with. But as you continue to drill both Kendall and Blowout, and you do these 5,000 meters, what kind of things will you be looking for? I mean, obviously, we know we're looking for gold, and we're looking for the best grade we can get. But what will you be looking for geologically to know your thesis is working? You know, let's say that you put in 5,000 meters and at 50 meter spacing, let's say it ends up being 80 to 100 holes. What will you know? What will that inform for the future drilling programs? And will you also be eventually testing the depth a little bit more than just the 50 meters?
Yeah, so the drilling tells us quite a bit because it's obviously the third dimension of mineralization there. So we start with trenching before we drill where we can if there's outcrop. And that gives us a sense along strike, you know, things like quartz veining and mineralization. But it's in that third dimension that you see what's actually happening. the interpretation of Kendall and I believe Blowit as well is that these are stacked thrust faults. And so what we're looking for there is there folding? Is there repetition? What is the orientation? And then beyond that, effectively, we're just chasing that mineralization. And what typically happens is you get zones where, due to the stress on the rocks, in some places you might get dilation, or you have brittle rocks that are next to rocks that deform more, and that can create voids where you get bigger quartz veins, because obviously that's what we're shooting for, is where do you get the best gold grades and over the best widths. I doubt it's at surface. You know, there are going to be places where this pinches and swells. And so we're going to get a better sense as we step back too and chase this down to depth as to, you know, is it getting thicker? Is it getting thinner? Is it oriented in another direction? It is very structurally complex. So in the quartz veins that we see, we can tell they've been folded and deformed. And so it's probably not going to be linear, but, yeah, that's, again, the great thing about visible gold is you can get a good sense of what's mineralized and what's not. And it makes it easier to follow without having to wait, say, 6 to 8 weeks for assays.
So, Rob, give us a general comment on how big these targets are. You're starting off on Kendall here, obviously encouraged by the visible gold, and you're going to be moving back to Kendall. But also this blowout target, what's the general size that you guys are looking at in terms of strike length that, well, you're hoping to prove out with this drilling?
Yeah, so I'll give you a couple of numbers in terms of some sense of scale. So at Kendall, when we did the original trench, we exposed about 70 meters of quartz veining at surface. So that 70 meters is a good indication, but beyond the 70 meters, what we expect is that will continue. It just dips and it goes undercover. So we hope to be able to follow that out. But this is a much bigger system. I mean, this is two continental plates that collided 400, 500 million years ago. And that runs, that structure and that boundary runs right across the island of Newfoundland. And, you know, we have a piece of that. But if we work out, so we've got the 70-meter quartz vein at Kendall, but then the second place that we drilled is a target we call Hillside. That is about a kilometer to the northeast. And there we've also identified some visible gold at surface. So there's a good chance that you're going to get mineralization in between. Now, those are actually on two parallel systems that are about 300 meters apart. So we think there may be these repetitions or folds or something going on where you don't just have one trend. You have at least two, and I think it could end up being more. The other thing I'll note is, based on the limited historic exploration on the property, mostly at surface, there's been a little bit of historic drilling, but not much. But we have a very strong trend of 20-plus occurrences of gold mineralization that span over 20 kilometers. And with some more recent samples, we've got gold mineralization that goes along strike for about 40 kilometers. So that's a longer-term potential. I think there are going to be multiple potential deposits here that we find over time. We're starting off with the ones where we've got visible gold at surface, but we've got lots of other ones where we've got significant grab samples with, in many cases, 10, 20, 30, or even 60 grams per ton of gold in samples. So I think we're going to be here for years to come, looking at all these various gold occurrences, but at least for now, we seem to be in a very good one where it starts right at surface, and we're going to see just how deep that goes. And also if we can start to connect these mineral occurrences that are kilometers apart.
Yeah, Rob, speaking of some of those regional targets and some of the ones that are further out, you've also mentioned in the press release, some of the other targets, besides just the Kendall and the blowout. I'm thinking of the 22 West or Wolf Pond. Is there any work going on there currently at surface work, or is there any plans to drill some of those targets like 22 West or Wolf Pond?
The priority now is obviously Kendall and then wherever else we find good grades. But Wolf Pond is an interesting one because there was drilling that was done there, and it's, I guess, the most explored area on the property, but that work was done in the mid-80s. And they did come up with some good gold grades, but the intercepts were relatively narrow. So typically kind of anything from a meter to maybe 8 to 10 meters and not wider than that. But what's interesting is when we went back and compiled that data and confirmed it, there's probably the best gold and soil anomaly on the property is at Wolf Pond, and it still hasn't been tested. So they tested to the north of it. Those are shallow holes. They wouldn't have intercepted the projection of that gold system. So we're looking at doing some trenching there. We've sent our prospectors out there, and we'll see how it goes. But that could very well be another target for drilling this year, because the access is good. I mean, that one's also located right off the highway. So it's certainly a place we can get the drill into very quickly and very easily.
Rob, just give us a quick update then in terms of the cash position the company stands at to cover the drilling and the updated budget now for this 5,000 meters, please.
Yeah, so the company's sitting on about just shy of $4.5 million in cash. The original exploration budget for this year was $1.5 million. So with the additional drilling, it'll go to $2 million. Now, I know we're going to be doing significantly more work than just the drilling into September. So, and we're looking to hire more people as well. So, just ballpark, I'd say the budget goes from $1.5 million to probably at least $2.5 million this year. That still leaves us cash of $2 million. Our G&A burn rate's very low, and we're not really planning to increase that much. So we're well funded for this year's program and into next year. Also, given the strength in the share price, we have warrants that are in the money, and those warrants could bring in about another $6 million of cash as well. So with success and a strong share price, I would expect to see that happen, and then that'll fund future exploration work as well. So we're actually in a pretty good position. Obviously, what's helped that recently is Eric Sprott has significant investments in the company. He participated in a private placement in May, but then also just recently announced he was buying a big block of stock. So he'll become a 32% shareholder in the company.
Okay. So the company does have cash to move this program forward. And now it really seems like we're just waiting for the drill results. We'll follow up on the back of those drill results and get some more color on what that gets you thinking about the potential deposit there. And again, where the drill is going to be turning, because it sounds like you guys have a busy couple months still ahead of you for this drilling. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get Rob to address those. And as I mentioned, we will follow up on the back of some actual assay results. Rob, thanks for your time today. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, guys. You too.